This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. The United States military has struck Iran-backed targets in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces in recent days. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a strongly worded statement that Iran wants to hide its hand and deny its role in these attacks against our forces. We will not let them. If attacks by Iran's proxies against U.S. forces continue, we will not hesitate to take further necessary measures to protect our people. He said the strikes targeted two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. Austin also said in the statement that the United States does not seek conflict and has no intention nor desire to engage in further hostilities, but these Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. forces are unacceptable and must stop. The White House says Russia is executing its own soldiers for not following orders. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says not only are officers being executed, entire units have been threatened with death if they retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
It's barbaric, but I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing.
The release of this intelligence comes as President Biden is pressing the Republican-led House for more funding for Ukraine. Kirby says Russia appears to be using human wave tactics.
Just throwing masses of these poorly trained soldiers right into the fight. No proper equipment, no leadership, no resourcing.
Kirby did not provide any details on how many Russian troops have been executed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for details on more news, please join us at voanews.com.